In filmmaking, there are close-ups that zoom way in tight on the subject, and wide shots that give you a big, distant overview. Somewhere in the middle of that is the medium shot. In this podcast, we're going to try to take a medium shot look at a single movie, meaning it's not a wide shot. It's more than just the basics that you can get from IMDb, but it's also not a super close-up that would take us hours to get through. It's a medium shot. We're going to take as deep a dive as possible in 10 minutes or less. Let's go. Hello and welcome to the first ever Arthouse Garage Medium Shot. Today we're looking at a new movie, 2018's Searching. So this movie, Searching, is the first feature-length movie from a director named Anish Chaganti. The star of it is John Cho, who you may know as Harold from Harold and Kumar, or he's also Sulu in the most recent Star Trek movies. And it also has Deborah Messing, aka Grace from Will and Grace. The story is pretty straightforward, but the way that it's told is not. The story is basically the daughter of John Cho's character, David, goes missing, and he's trying to find her. What's unusual about the movie is that the whole thing is told on screens, on laptop and phone screens. So this is not the first movie that's ever done this. There's a horror movie from a few years ago called Unfriended, and it was the same kind of format, all on screens. And then there was a sequel to that called Unfriended Dark Web. Those are both pretty popular when they came out, you know, in the horror circles at least. I have not seen either of them, but I want to after watching Searching. But Searching seems to be taking the format kind of to a new level of, I don't know if prestige is the right word. I'm curious if it will have any sort of awards buzz at the end of the year. I think it's good enough for that. I don't know if critics will go for it as much. I don't know. But both the Unfriended movies and Searching are produced by a guy named Timur Bekmambetov. He's sort of the big name in these screen movies. He calls it Screen Life, is his name for this sort of genre or format of movie. And he's kind of made a name as the guy who's making these. He's made movies, directed movies himself before Screen Life came about. He did the movie Wanted and some other action type movies. But yeah, he's sort of pioneering the Screen Life format, and he sees it as the future of filmmaking. That may sound crazy, but I kind of get it. Like, I don't think that every movie is going to be this way. I think that would be crazy. But it's 2018. I think digital life is only going to become more and more part of our regular lives. So it only makes sense that stories are going to be told in that way, because that's how we experience our life story, you know? So I think it's important to be able to do that and do it well. And I think, at least based on this movie, that is happening. What I've read about and heard about this Screen Life technique is that the editing process is really crazy, because they're kind of recreating this digital landscape. In Searching, basically the whole screen is your Mac desktop, or John Cho's character's David, his Mac desktop, and he's doing FaceTime calls, and he's texting, and so you're watching and reading and just keeping up with what he's doing. And they do it in a way that seems pretty natural. That if there's any complaint, I think there are some things that, you know, does everyone really FaceTime call all that, like, no, not ever make audio calls? You know, there are audio calls too, done through the computer, but it's like, wow, these people really FaceTime a lot, which is fine. I think it really made the movie a lot better. And just streaming video comes into the story, but in ways that's really believable and well done, in my opinion. Basically, I'm a fan of the Screen Life format. I really do want to watch the Unfriended movies now. That may be unique to me, just because I am a pretty digital forward person, or I don't know what to say. I'm pretty tech interested. And so I'm interested in seeing how that plays out in the film industry. I'm very interested also in the next movie that Timur Bekmambetov is directing. It is a Screen Life movie, and it is called Profile. And I watched a clip on YouTube, which I will link in the show notes, and it was very thrilling. It's like 2 minutes, but it's basically a woman who is sort of going undercover and trying to infiltrate a terrorist group, similar to ISIS, And so she's, you know, these groups really are using social media and digital media to gain influence. You hear those stories about a woman in Texas met someone online and now she joined ISIS. Like, it's kind of like a woman pretending to be that in order to investigate. And the 2 minute that I watched was very thrilling. So I'm really excited to see that. If you go to see Searching, a few things to watch for. I think the way that the digital format is used to build tension is really great, because it is different than just, you know, pointing the camera at something. It's pretty interesting too how they pulled off some of the FaceTime shots. Apparently they had like a GoPro attached to the top of a computer that was doing the actual filming, and then the actors could not actually see each other, even though on the movie it looks like they're FaceTime calling. And the director was just in an earpiece and they were like rooms apart. And the director was, you know, saying action and cut, and they were running through their lines, not able to see the other person. That's pretty interesting. Another thing to look for is Michelle Law, who is the actress who plays Margot, who's the daughter. It's her first feature-length movie too, as well as the director, and she's really great. Pretty early on, it calls into question what are her motivations in all of this, and she plays that very close to the chest and very effectively. Like, you were guessing just as much as everyone around her is about what's going on in her mind and why did she go away on purpose and why would she have, and those kind of questions are all kept in the air very effectively. I think the age of the computers is used pretty well too, so it kind of starts with seeing her grow up a little bit, again all on the computer, but they're on like a Windows XP computer, and like the sound effects of that are very familiar, and it's really clever how that is used. Some of the themes that are explored, and there's a lot of family, you know, father-daughter stuff, and just family dynamics and the importance of family, I think. You really see his love for his daughter and how obsessed he is with, you know, trying to save her, trying to find her. I think there's also a lot of other kind of more minor themes, like cyberbullying and just the ugly side of the internet. That could have been a whole big focus of the movie, but it's just kind of throwaway in the background. You see some of the comments being made. You know, there's a hashtag dad did it. Like, everyone who's thinking that thing that David is somehow responsible for his daughter's disappearance and making those kind of accusations, which is, of course, totally how this would play out on real Twitter, because the internet is full of terrible people. But no, it's interesting, I think, and just seeing the role that digital media really does play in our lives today, pretty amazing. So this is a movie I very much enjoyed, really took me on an emotional journey and thrill ride, and I recommend it. And I recommend it on the big screen if you can make that happen. And that will wrap up our medium shot. Thank you so much for joining us. We are now on iTunes, so don't forget to rate and review and subscribe there. We're also on Overcast. And as always, you can find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Stardust. We are at Arthouse Garage. Please come interact and let us know what you thought of the movie Searching if you've had a chance to see it. Thanks.